Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Man Who Caught the Storm, The Life of Legendary Tornado Chaser Tim Samaras by Brantley Hargrove. Read by Jacques Roy. Prologue. May 27, 1997. The fire department's siren sounded over Gerald, Texas just after 3:30 p.m. A shrill, oscillating note, like an air raid alarm, swelling and fading and swelling again. It filled every street and pressed in through the windows of every house in the little Czech farming town some 45 minutes north of Austin. The siren was only ever used to call volunteers to the station, but anyone who had been paying attention that afternoon knew this time was different. They had 10 minutes, maybe 12 at the outside. The TV meteorologists were already tracking the tornado near Prairie Dell, 4 miles to the north of Gerald. It writhed like a coach-whip snake at first, its thin form roping liquidly over prime farmland, where the hill country gives way to blackland prairie. For a time, it seemed to track neither north nor south, but to trace a languid orbit in place. Then came the shift. The graceful ribbon was suddenly gone, replaced by this other thing, an inchoate gray miasma, not so much a tornado as a wall of smoke leaching up out of the earth. The twister was on the move now, bearing southwest on a collision course with Gerald. When it finally appeared on the northern horizon at about 3:40 p.m., it was a sight townspeople would resummon in their dreams for years to come. Bristling with debris and blackened with rich soil scoured from the fields, it looked ancient and immutable, its sooty wings spread wide. What it looked like was the end of the world.